Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoyable. He's as easy to talk to as you know anybody we have. He sees the game very, very well. The conversations you have are accurate. If you ask him a question, you're going to get the right answer. It's not maybe the best answer that we could have done, but he knows exactly what took place on the field, and he's always honest. Very informative, wants to do it the right way, takes coaching extremely well.
The love fest continues there.
How about that? Smooch, smooch.
What did he say?
Yeah, he had like a weird answer there. He's like, he's got an answer.
Almost,
like,
not always.
Not always the right answer.
Yeah, well,
not like the best answer. Like, wait, what? I didn't really get that part, but overall, it's very much a he's the perfect player and I love him.
Yeah, well.
I love him so much.
After last week, yeah. I mean, McDaniels, and I do give. I gave Josh McDaniels blame after week one. I'd give him credit after week two. He put Drake May in more favorable positions and let Drake May do what I think are strengths for Drake May. And I didn't think they did that week one. And so, all right, week one was a mistake, but coaching is about adjustments and working with what you have and getting the most out of what you have. And I think McDaniels did a better job of that. So let's continue to follow it. But they seem like they are all of a sudden, and I was nervous about this last week, seems like all of a sudden they're on the right track, but that can change in a weekend. It just did a week ago.
Yeah, it definitely can. But it is good to see that at least McDaniels isn't stubborn about it and be like, well, the game plan was right week one. It just didn't work because of the players or whatever, and then just stick with it. Like, no, he was able to change it. It looked different, and the results were a lot different. Now, we'll see. Because when the Patriots were rolling, right, the thing that you'd always hear about is, oh, they're a game plan specific team. So, like, depending on what the other team did well, remember there were games famously against Minnesota when they had, like, the best run defense in the world.
Yeah,
so they didn't run it.
The Williams twins?
The Williams wall.
Pat and Kevin?
Yeah, the Williams wall.
Yeah.
And they were like, they just didn't, I don't think they ran the ball once in the game. It was something insane. And it was a lot of short passes.
It all over the field.
But they threw it all over the place. So, anyway, how Josh diagnoses the Dolphins defense versus how he diagnoses the Steelers defense, how similar is the game plan going to look on Sunday? But I mean, to oversimplify it, as long as they're able to get good yards on the ground and early, if Ramondre has a good game or Henderson, you pointed out, or the two of them together, then I think they're going to be able to do pretty much whatever they want. My question would be if Pittsburgh's able to stop the run, which they haven't yet this season.
No.
But if they are, what does the adjustment look like? What does McDaniels then, put on Drake May for the rest of the game?
It's fair. So I think they're going to be able to run, and I think that opens things up to get more out of Drake May. We can get into our expectations for May here coming up on a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe. It's also a top five Friday. We'll give you our top five comedy sequels coming your way less than 15 minutes from now. We got the Friday 4-pack, 11:30. We got Keefe's Keys, the Bats and Steelers
they're
at 1 o'clock.
They're down the hall.
Week in review. At 12:45 as well. It's been a guest-heavy week by our standards.
Really has been. Star-studded.
Well, that's really more what I meant to say. Okay. Not even guest-heavy.
That's like negative connotation. No, it's been star-studded.
Star-studded is what I meant to say. So you'll get some of that in the week in review coming up. I do like this text at 617-779-7937. You guys called last Sunday great. The bar keeps getting lowered. I think I'd have to re-listen to exactly what we said. I believe what we said was May was great.
I said May was great.
Yeah, I don't think we said the Patriots were great. So if you think
I would say May was great. I would even say the offense is great. No, by no means did I say the defense is great. There's missed tackles all over the place. Tyreek Hill had over 100 yards receiving. Tua threw for over 300. They couldn't tackle Achan. Like, no, I didn't say the team was great. But if you don't think that Drake May was great, then I don't know what you're. If you're only comparing him to Tom Brady, then that's going to be a long rest of your fandom. Like the rest of the time you watch the team, if every single quarterback play is like, well, Brady would have been better. Like, yeah,
well,
probably.
I would say the numbers don't totally do May justice either for that game last week. Like if you look it up and you just didn't watch the game and you go 230 and two touchdowns. I would understand going, well, guys, that's not a great game.
Right, right, right.
And by no means are those great numbers. I just think the way he played was great. He was in control. He was comfortable. He was accurate. He only had four incompletions. He started the game on time with two great drives.
No turnovers.
So, like, if you think great is too strong of an adjective even for May, it's definitely too strong for the team's performance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you think that's too strong, fine. But it was easily the best game he's played. And I think arguably made the best play of his career. It's a toss-up with the Tennessee game. This one was in structure. The Tennessee game was out of structure, and I would lean this. Maybe it's a recency bias, but one is just a backyard play where you pull it out of your ass. This one was in structure, and it's repeatable, and I thought that was a great, great play to Ramondre up the right sideline. What are your expectations for May this weekend? Similar to last week where he's in control. They don't. I mean, 23 pass attempts is not a lot.
No, it's not.
In today's day and age.
No,
do you
it's
expect
not.
A similar sort of game script?
Yeah, and I think it could be even a little bit more than that. I think you could see the receivers playing a bigger role this week than they did last week because they were pretty quiet. I know they had the touchdowns, so that stands out. But what did it end up being? Around seven catches for all of the receivers together?
Okay, Diggs had 4-on-5 targets.
Yep.
Booty had 1-on-1. Hollins had 1-on-2. Remember the second down pass at the end of the game was also to Hollins.
Yep, that was a big
Pop
one.
Douglas, 1-for-1. So high percentage of efficiency when they target them. But yes, on seven targets, not a lot of production.
So I think that'll change a little bit. I think those guys will go up a little bit. I could see the passing yards, you know, not going up to like 300, but I could see it going up over 250, somewhere in there. And yeah, if he accounts for three touchdowns again, like last week, something along those lines. Even if it's two and the running backs get a couple, that should be enough. You know, the defense is going to have to play better than they did a week ago. But, yeah, I think now that Drake May's established himself insofar as, like, last week we saw what he can do, and that you want to be able to duplicate that, like, as the season goes on. Like, you're going to have ups and downs. He's going to turn the ball over again at some point. But we saw that. That is kind of like the perfect game plan, I think, for what they have personnel-wise on offense and what they need to do. So, yeah, if he duplicates that, maybe a few more passing yards, you know, something along those lines, then, yeah, I'll take that.
Fields week one, 16 out of 22, so efficient. And Fields last week was...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
3-for-11 and then got knocked out
struggled.
Of the game by the Buffalo defense.
Struggled, yeah.
So we're not talking about a high-end quarterback.
No.
He was 16 out of 22, 218. He threw for a touchdown. He also ran for two more, 12 carries, 48 yards. You think May does that? I don't know if he gets a 12 carries. Could he get you 48 yards? Maybe.
He could get 48 yards.
If he pulled off a long one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was Fields week one against this defense. Week two was Darnold, who we're both very pro Sam Darnold this week. Yep. 22 out of 33, 295, two touchdowns. He did have two picks in the game. Also took a couple of sacks. So
yeah,
Darnold aired it out a little bit more. He's got good weapons in the passing game. But I could see something in the middle of those two, and I think that's a reasonable expectation for Drake May this weekend against what has been a pretty bad Steelers defense. 617-779-7937. Brandon is in Boston. Get us started today, Brandon.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my phone call. I don't know if anybody hit on this, but, you know, Mike Tomlin lives rent-free in Mike V's head because as a head coach, Mike V is 0-3 against Tomlin and the Steelers. So I think this is a bad game for him because I think he's going to over-strategize and shoot himself in the foot. Also, they're coming in this game with 21 penalties. They're not disciplined. And Aaron Rodgers is really immaculate with his hard count. So expect to see a 27-13 type of game or 30-17.
Okay, I think it's going to be higher than that. We both said we take the over.
I like the over a lot. Yeah. That's one of the better bets, I think, of the weekend. 44.5.
So
I think both teams are going to score points.
I saw this yesterday, headline on Pro Football Talk. You tell me which number is more important. One Brandon just gave us. Tomlin is 3-0 head-to-head versus Mike Vrabel. Tomlin is also 3-10 in his career versus the Patriots. Now, a lot of that was Brady and Belichick.
So I like stats.
Different personnel, yeah.
And I don't want Brandon to give away all the keys to the game.
Oh, no.
I don't want to step all over the keys there, okay. Brandon. I would say neither matter.
Neither one.
I don't think so.
I mean, if I had to pick one that matters more out of those two figures, it would
be
the head-to-head
coach matchup. Yes. Yeah, because Tomlin couldn't beat Belichick, like, okay.
Or Brady,
right, specifically, like those two, then okay, fine. The head-to-head thing, maybe. But again, like, what are we talking about? Like, what years are we going to? Like, was that a Roethlisberger? Who was even the quarterback for Pittsburgh? It was an entirely different team and franchise for Vrabel. And it's like a smaller sample size, too. It's not like if Tomlin was like, or 10-0 against them, he'd be like, all right, well, there's something there. 0-3, I don't think it's as big of a deal, but maybe a slight check mark. Like, if somebody were to make the case for Tomlin over Vrabel, that'd be something you could throw on the pile.
That might be a reason to rethink our stance on Vrabel over Tomlin.
Yeah.
That might be fair, but how relevant are any of those stats this weekend? We can debate. 617-779-7937. I do expect a lot of points this weekend. So he seemed down on the scoring, seemed to think it would be defensive. I don't know that either of these teams, and especially because you're not sure Gonzalez is going to play, I don't know that either of these teams can really stop each other.
No, I know. I also only see 0-2, by the way, head-to-head.
Oh.
Maybe I'm looking at it wrong.
I was just looking at a story on Pro Football Talk. I didn't actually check the stats.
I see 0-2, but whatever. I mean, either way, he hasn't beaten them yet.
Are you missing a playoff game in there? Is it possible you're looking at regular season?
I was looking at this. In the playoffs, Vrabel made the playoffs 3 times. His losses are 2. The Kansas City Chiefs, that's a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm.
The Baltimore Ravens, pretty good team. And the other playoff loss was to the Bengals.
Okay.
So he never lost to the Steelers. So anyway, I don't know where Brandon got his number from. I don't know, it's semantics anyway. 0-2, 0-3, doesn't matter.
Hasn't beaten him
head-to-head. So I guess, you know, points for Mike Tomlin.
One more time, why do you think Gonzalez won't play? He's been practicing all week.
Yeah, 7
limited
weeks.
Limited capacity.
So
he's been practicing.
7 weeks without practicing at all. Didn't even put on the uniform at all. That's a long time to be out from a hamstring injury. I wonder if even just 3 limited practices is going to be enough that you're going to say, hey, get out there and do it. And be like full speed, full go on Sunday. I wonder if this is one where you're just like, you need a little bit more time. Like, get your feet underneath you this week. That's great. And then next week, you sort of start that practice on Wednesday with the full intention of playing on the following Sunday. I'm sure if we go back through the history of it, there are examples of both. I'm sure there are times where guys have been out for a long time. First week they hit the practice field, boom, they're out there playing. And I'm sure there's also examples of guys that say, all right, I need a little bit more time than that. Especially if you think that there may have been a setback along the way too.
Not that he's told us that.
He won't. He's pretty tight-lipped on the setback thing. But if you were to read into that, then maybe there was a setback. Maybe there's even more reason to sort of be cautious with it.
So to me, I think the way it's trending, it looks to me like he's going to play, but I could be wrong about that. I've been wrong about this a lot of different ways. But he better play against Carolina. I don't think he has to play this weekend. If he's back in practices for 2 full weeks, he should be back for week 4. 8 weeks removed from his hamstring injury on one of the first days of training camp. He better play next week. I don't think he has to play this week, but I do think reading the tea leaves and him being out there and with the starters yesterday, I'd expect him to play, but we should get our answer to that later on this afternoon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.